Will Hi-Yo get his benefits?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, we're over the hump, Leon.
How's that, Mr. Jesse?
We're over the hump. The people of Gum Springs have accepted us as a business. We're making a living.
I thought you meant you was riding a camel. I thought maybe Sam was gone for a ride. Where is he?
He's late as usual, Leon.
Well, I'm really proud y'all over the hump, Mr. Jesse.
Well, it's just all a matter of good planning and hard work, Leon.
Uncle Cedar says it's a matter of overcharging.
Well, now, Leon, we ain't overcharging.
The Lone Ranger's 60 years old.
Oh, hello, Sam. You see, Leon, it's just...
Y'all are over the hump, Sam.
I know that, Leon. I just heard over the radio that the Lone Ranger was 60 years old.
Well, I didn't know that.
What do you think that means, Sam? I didn't understand, Mr. Jesse.
Well, now, Leon, it just means we're past Wednesday at noon. We're leaning toward the weekend. Did y'all hear a judge told him he had to stop being a Lone Ranger?
Did he get the chair, Sam?
I just explained to Leon, Sam, how we had planned well and worked hard and how we've always got to work on time. I have, anyhow.
Well, now, that's good, Jesse. No, Leon, they never give him the chair. They just ordered him to unmask and put away his silver bullet and turn old Silver out to pasture, I reckon.
Did Hi-Ho get 60 years old, too?
Well, Hi-Ho.
Yeah, wasn't that Silver's first name? 60's way past Social Security time for a horse, ain't it?
You know, I never thought of that.
I'll never quite understand how we make a living around here. It's the same nonsense every day. Join us again tomorrow to see if Hi-Yo gets his benefits, if the Lone Ranger will really unmask, and where is Tonto?
Mr. Jesse making light of us, Sam.
Don't pay no attention to him, Leon. You and me's what counts, as long as we're friends.
Mr. Jesse don't count.
Oh, he counts. Day and night he counts. Counts his money, counts the ways to get me to work more.
But he's still your friend, ain't he?
Well, as long as I don't have to work no harder, he'd be my friend.
Well, I thought a friend was somebody that'd stick by you in crossing trouble waters.
No, Leon. A true friend is somebody that'd help you not to get overtired.
Help you not to get overtired.